It's that time when we do our SMH, WTF, and we wonder aloud. And you know how it goes. We'll let Alex start.
And wonder very loud. To John Lynch, I ask.
What are you doing?
I already had issues with you coming out and trading a really valuable second-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, who we all think is a good quarterback, maybe. Also, he might want to re-sign with you in the final year of his deal, maybe. Franchise tag, maybe, but your franchise is trash right now, so maybe not. This week, Jay Glazer broke the news that Garoppolo wasn't the first QB Lynch wanted. He actually asked the Patriots if they'd be interested in trading Tom Brady. And while I appreciate, as a 49ers fan, you asking about bringing in a guy who was a Niners fan himself as a kid, and without debate, and I don't care what you say, is the best quarterback to ever play the sport, look, it would be fun, but I don't want to do that to Tom Brady, and neither should you. Whether it be the horrible Levi's Stadium turf or the fact that the 49ers don't currently have an offensive line or any weapons for Brady to throw the ball to, it would be the worst possible end to the best QB career ever. And I think even the biggest Brady hater would want more than that for him. So to John Lynch, I ask.
What are you doing?
Just rude.
Have we graduated to that point where we just eliminate everybody else and Brady's the GOAT?
I think so.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we've talked about this over the last couple of years, yeah.
Gary Sanchez, you guys. All sports GOAT.
Okay, that's fair.
Wow, okay.
That's a fair point.
The fact that we think it's fair is kind of sad.
So he's got all the numbers. He's also got all the Super Bowls.
You ask a question to confirm what you might already believe.
But he's a dirty, stinking cheater, so.
All right, to Miami center. Miami Heat center, sorry, Hassan Whiteside, I ask.
What are you doing?
So during last night's loss to the Warriors, he got benched for the second half. Well, first of all, he was really in a good mood after a first half where he went 1 of 9 from the field and his team was getting waxed.
Is that bad?
So he came out for the third quarter, got into a spat with an official, and was so engaged with the ref, ignored the play. And the guy he was covering, Zach Pachulia, made an uncontested layup. You know, it was his Mike Stoops moment where his emotions were more important than his job. He was so childish that three members of the Heat, Udonis Haslem, James Johnson, and Goran Dragic, had to console him. I mean, do you want him next to fall on the floor screaming and kicking and holding his breath till he turns blue, as we ask?
What are you doing?
Did you say Zach Pachulia?
Yeah.
Zaza Pachulia.
What did I say?
You said
yes.
Zach.
Zach.
That's awesome. This is brother Zach.
Dude. Mom's hot.
Let's go play some ball.
Zaza. Where the hell did I get Zach?
I have no idea. To the Michigan High School Athletic Association, I ask.
What are you doing?
Okay. Honestly, there are several big things state athletic associations do every year that deserve them being called out. Our states should probably be taken to task for how they rank playoff teams and organize their leagues. But to Michigan, where the MHSAA decided the Northville High boys cross country team should be disqualified from their championship meet because of a uniform violation. Was it a big Nazi symbol on the back of their shirt? No. Was it someone who rolled out of bed like Willie Mays Hayes in Major League and tried to run in their PJs? No. It was mismatched undergarments and undershirts. Apparently, the state rules say all runners have to wear the same colored stuff. And like most kids would, the kids wore their own undershirts. So blue, gray, black, orange. And at no process before the race did any official or race organizer mention it to them. So when the race was over and their team had finished third, they were told they were disqualified because of the color of their shirts. It is a lame rule, and you're lame for enforcing it, Michigan, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To soon-to-be ex-New York Giants coach Ben McAdoo, I ask.
What are you doing?
McAdoo.
Ben, Bill, Fred. Now I'm not sure of anybody's first name. After his team turned in one of the worst performances I ever remember in franchise history, got curb stomped by the Lambs 51-17. So they hit the locker room down halftime 27-10. And he was obviously an inspiration. So they came out for the third quarter, gave up a touchdown, punted, gave up a TD, then had a punt blocked, followed by another TD, then went three and out. When asked what he told his team in the locker room that would ignite such a fire and brimstone response, he said, and I quote, and seriously, his defense also became the first this century to allow a first down on third and 30 and longer. Standing at the podium, his answer with the most idiotic look on his face was, then he went like that, and then the next question was asked. He never had an answer. This is a leader of men, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Speaking of aspiring to be the worst at things, the Cleveland Browns, I ask.
What are you doing?
I think they may be successful already.
They're really good at that. It's funny. Steve and I both almost finished putting our nominees together today, and it occurred to me that neither of us have officially called out the Browns for botching the AJ McCarron trade. Are you kidding me? Every time we think the damn Browns can't top themselves in being awful and embarrassing to their fans, they finally go out and make try to make a move, and they ruin it with some stupid stuff. One, I'm not sure trading a second and third round pick for AJ McCarron is a smart trade, but at least you were trying. Then you get the Bengals to agree to the deal, and you mess it up because you couldn't send an email on time. I mean, the whole world had moved on. The Bengals were excited to have the draft picks. They had shown McCarron that they no longer care about him or want him. Now he has to come back to that. And all you had to do was tell someone in some way with the league that the trade was agreed on. I mean, a call, a text, an email. Dude, Marvin Lewis said he's excited about it because he still wants McCarron and that he's never heard of anything like this happening before in the NFL. Leave it to the Browns, man. Setting trends in how to suck year after year, as we ask.
What are you doing?
But they do it well.
They're really good at it. They're elite.
All right. To Nature Boy.
I don't know if Joe Flacco's elite, but they're elite at being bad.
Ric Flair, I ask.
What are you doing?
If anybody didn't hear that because Alex was yakking, I said to Nature Boy, Ric Flair, I ask.
What are you doing?
Before today, I couldn't pick this knucklehead or any other WrestleMania twit out of a lineup, but I saw a story about a 30 for 30 coming up, and he claims, kind of like when Doc Ellis said he pitched a no-hitter on acid. Yeah, right. Keep telling yourself that. This clown says he was seeing a shrink once and told him he drinks 10 beers and 5 mixed cocktails every single day. Right.
Seems legit.
No embellishment there. I'm calling, what's the word, bullcrap. The psychologist told him that's impossible, and Flair said by the end of the session they'd switched chairs. Anybody who believes this crap is an idiot. And what a coincidence that a show about him is being promoted. These guys are characters based in a rigged lack of reality, and we're supposed to believe anything they say. In a word, no. As we ask.
What are you doing?
I never miss a chance to bang on idiot wrestling. God, I can't stand that crap.